Let me just mention as well that this postponal of the Passover is actually a beautiful picture of salvation, because obviously Jesus Christ is our Passover. And so he's basically giving people a second chance to do the Passover. So that pictures the fact that many people are going to get a second chance to get saved. You know, a lot of people, the first time they heard the gospel, they didn't get saved. But yet God gives them another chance to get saved, or even many more chances. But he does say in Numbers chapter 9 that if you're not on a journey and if you're not unclean, you need to keep the Passover. And so the moral of the story there is, look, God's the God of the second chance, but you know what? You better seize the opportunity to be saved. If you have the opportunity today to be saved, now is the day of salvation. You better jump on that opportunity and not just basically just skip it because you're just willfully saying, you know what? I know today's the Passover and I know it's available and I'm able to do it, but you know what? I'm just not going to do it. I'm just going to defy this order to do the Passover. Well, you know what? If you do that with the gospel, you can get to a point where you're reprobate, where it's too late for you. And then when you look for that second chance, it isn't there, okay? Because God only had the second chance Passover for the people who didn't willfully skip it the first time. So people who just willfully reject the gospel can seal their fate and be at a point where they can no longer be saved. But anyway, that has nothing to do with the sermon. Let's get into the actual sermon itself. I just wanted to make those comments about Easter.